This is episode 2 of the Stephen D podcast. Of course, there is one very important thing that I have to take care of before we can get started on the podcast, because if I don't take care of it, there's no way we can continue. I think we're going to have a great podcast today, and there's our music. Okay, guys, so here we go. Now, so for today's podcast, I said we'd have two guests. Well, we actually have Alec in here as well. It's not just two, there's three of them. And so what we're going to be doing is we're going to be demonstrating at least one game today. No, probably two. We're going to demonstrate a game that Carter developed called Aw Hell. It hasn't yet been released. And then if Sam can come here, which I'm not quite sure if he'll be able to or not, because he had a meeting that he didn't know about, and he doesn't know if he'll be home right away. But if he can get in here, we'll demonstrate his game. But if not, I've actually created a runner that models around Oh Shit, and you'll get to see that. So I think we're going to have a pretty fun episode. I'm going to try to end this around probably 4:45, 5 o'clock, so it doesn't go too long. But yeah, so I guess let's get started. You want to explain what your game is, Carter?
Six listeners. Anyway,
yeah.
So the idea behind this game, right? I was bored, and in CP, there's a game called Perilous Quarter. So, for those who don't know what that is, in this game, you essentially walk right as far as you can go. And you have to jump over chasms and avoid fireballs. There's two different types of fireballs. There's a higher pitched fireball, which is the one that will go over your head. And then there's a lower pitched fireball, which you have to jump over. So that's all well and great, but then, as I said, the chasms, so you have to watch when you jump and all of that. So I was bored and, you know, in a coding mood, so decided to expand upon that concept a little bit. And what we have here, it's really incomplete, actually. I'm still kind of working on it, and there's a lot that needs to be done with it, but I figured I would demo it here, because why not? This is the same sort of concept, but in addition, there is these dragon things. There's also quicker fireballs, there's, some power-ups and stuff like that. There are dragons that you also have to kill. It starts out easier, but then so you walk right, and then you get to a certain position, and everything, you have no fireballs or anything like that, and it's then your task to walk across a cylinder. If you've ever played the game in Crazy Party, the cylinder,
the strange
game.
Cylinder.
Strange Cylinder, yeah, that's what I was looking for. If you've ever played Strange Cylinder, this is your ticket to the next level. So you have to jump at the right time, rhythmically, to make sure that the cylinder doesn't turn and kill you. At the end of that, there's going to be a teleporter, which is going to take you to the next level and make everything harder. It's an endless sort of thing. I guess the idea is just to get the highest score in the least amount of time. I kind of sort of broke the cylinder. And so I just decided to watch Steve-O rage a little bit by putting a higher level version in our folder for him to attempt to play and probably fail at. So we'll have to see. Feel free to give me suggestions and stuff like that. I don't know if I'm going to release it. It might happen. It might be fun to mess around with, but nevertheless, it'll be interesting to play with and see if we can find any bugs or anything like that.
Yeah.
So.
And that also leads me into the segue here. Before we actually do get started, if you do have a comment, if you want to say something, mention at Steve0399 on Twitter, or you can get on the Discord. Sorry, I said a lot in that sentence. Anyway, so you can get on Discord. Carter will be checking that for the most part, as I'm going to be playing the game. And yeah, there's also a donate button on my website at stephend.net/podcast. Use it if you feel like it. And there's also a feedback form on that same page if you don't chat but you have a comment about the podcast later on. Archives of this episode will be posted tonight, probably by 8 or 9. I have something to do tonight, so I'm not going to have time to edit it for a little bit. But yeah, should be posted pretty soon. And welcome
Super
all...
Super Freck is tuned in. Welcome. Yeah.
Welcome, Super Freck. Thanks for tuning in. The music turned off, but I'm going to let it stay off now that we're done talking and I'm about to play stuff. If the stream dies, because I use a very dodgy internet around here, it seems. If it dies, all you got to do is just restart the stream. Don't worry, because it will come back up. There's little I can do about that, unfortunately. So, with that said, let's get started. Let's get started
all the
raging.
Cool people use Discord, by the way.
Yeah, all the cool just people saying. Use Discord. So, I guess I should have posted a link in my tweet, but...
if you don't use Discord, GTFO.
Yeah, we don't want you around here.
We're a very welcoming podcast.
Just kidding. You're welcome, even if you don't use Discord. Nobody cares what Carter has to say. Also,
I just logged in, but I don't know if it set my name correctly.
Doesn't it... you don't know how to set your name correctly, you said?
It didn't ask me for my name.
Oh,
probably
that's
your
weird.
Account, then. Go ahead and send a message.
Oh, hi, yep, Malia. Please. Yeah, you can use Twitter. I'll respond to that. Yeah.
Oh.
I've Oh Shit open for whatever reason. Let's see. Dropbox. Oh, by the way, I used to be good friends with Carter, but I hate him. I hate him with a passion, and you're about to see why. Okay.
Hence why I'm on this podcast.
Yeah. Okay. Hurry up and load. Can you hear it okay?
Yeah.
I can't.
Okay, keep in mind, this is like level 5. I specifically just wanted to see Steve-O rage, so this is not like what you get when you open the game for the first time. This is a high level.
Yeah. He just wanted to be a troll. I don't know if you're watching Smoke, but this is his payback for me making you play Oh Shit on your streams. And I got a score of 6, by the way, so that's a good score.
It's the score is based on how far you can get to the right.
Oh. You see, guys, this is why I don't think you're going to have to worry about me demonstrating the cylinder today that he was talking about a second ago.
That's why I've never tested it.
It's not going to happen. It's just not. Yes, I'd like to play again. I don't know why.
If we ever get to doing this again, I will. Maybe it can be like a complete playthrough where it's actually from start to finish.
Yeah, maybe.
Yes,
I've got my NVDA working through this now. Good.
Super Freak has a good point.
What did he say?
Well, hold on. I lost the window. Sounds like a fun game, Carter, but I know how people react. Oh shit, got a pass after some grumbling after people mentioned how Pragma didn't care, but two. He's talking about the sounds.
The thing with this, Oh Shit, like, I will, Oh Shit was the original idea, and honestly, Oh Shit is 20 times better than this is ever going to be. But as far as that, you know, I'm sure we're going to get that. You seem to get that with a lot of games about how concepts are similar or sounds are similar or whatever. It was a thing with Oh Shit, you know, but this is, I imagine pretty much the same thing will happen here. It is a simple little time waster. If you don't like it, then, you know, that's great. Don't play it.
Yeah, by the way, I think it's interesting to note that the very first Oh Shit release I created, somebody in the CP group was like, "You should go to jail." I thought that was really funny
too,
because
if you don't like stolen sounds, don't play Crazy Party.
Yeah, none of those sounds are.
Play Crazy Party.
None of those sounds are original.
I seem to give Crazy Party. I'm not usually in favor with stolen sounds. It all depends for me. If it's like a small indie developer and people are taking sounds from them that it were custom designed over hours and hours and hours by one sole person, I've got a problem with it. But if it's a big corporation or it's a really big game like Mario, I don't care.
And, you know, whether or not you endorse that, if you endorse it for one thing, endorse it for. Let's see. Oh, cool. Yeah, we have 10 people. Let's quit rambling about this shit and play the game. Here we go. I'm about to die again. My God.
So Super Freck, let's see. Oh my Discord. Jesus Christ.
By the way, I really hate you, Carter. Have I already said that?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, why did I jump? I was doing good.
So, Super Freck brings up another thing. This is not by any means a big game release or anything like that. It's literally it's a simple prototype thing that I made when I was bored. You know, as I said, I'm questioning whether or not to release it actually, partially for that.
No, don't release it because it's gonna make everyone
hate
you.
Hey, you're playing a difficult level. It won't be too difficult to drag. What you swinging at, huh?
A fireball? I don't think you're supposed to swing at that. Yeah, I don't think you're supposed to swing at that. If this was Oh Shit, you'd be a royal fucker. Yes, I would, Malia. I totally would.
I'm actually working on something else that's not CP that maybe we'll get to demo in a future episode.
Yeah. Super I also fun. Have, speaking of, I have another game that.
That's enough raging.
I was saying I have another game that I've been working on for the past couple of weeks. And for those asking about Oh Shit with cheat codes, that's coming. It's ready, and in fact the runner I coded the runner into it, but so it's I'm going to do a couple more things and then it'll be released, but I procrastinated a whole lot over the past couple weeks, so I didn't release it, but you'll get it, don't worry. Yeah, so let's see, I'll rage one more time.
Yes.
See if I can get a score above 10. That'll be the day.
Dude, if you get to the next level, I will personally come to your house and, like, order you a fucking...
You were saying?
Yes.
I'll donate $250 if you...
Would you like to play that? Yes.
Oh god, then I'll spend the rest of this podcast trying, and then we don't want that.
Yeah. Hey, $250? Would you swing that, bro?
Alright, I...
Yes.
Jeez.
It's difficult.
I should have given you an easier version. I really should have.
No, Malia, it doesn't get worse than that. There's no way.
Kyle, would you like to play that? Yes.
One more time. I this
yes.
This time I mean it. Just one more time.
Okay, here. If you get to the end. Jump!
There were like three things right there.
Might as
you
well
had...
jump.
Oh. Yeah.
Yes. Oh.
Anyway, that was fun. That wasn't fun. I want to punch a hole in the wall. But it's a great game.
Isn't that what you said after Dragon Village?
Did I say that after I finished Dragon? I don't know. I think I was kind of bored after I finished it because at the end it kind of gets very repetitive.
No, Super Freck. I did not. No. No.
What did he ask?
The flying sounds come after the dragons. Oh. Okay. So there's two dragons, actually. This game used to be a little bit different. There's two dragons. One is a dragon that's extremely quick and that serves to generate fireballs. And there's another dragon that doesn't do that. I need to modify it a little bit. But yeah, one of those dragons needs... So it's made basically so you don't just keep trying to avoid them. One's faster and one generates fireballs.
Oh, so the dragons generate fireballs. I didn't even know that.
They do sometimes, but in higher levels, fireballs actually come from the right.
Oh, okay.
And when everything pitches down around you, yeah, that's when you die.
Okay. Yeah, I knew that. That's a pretty cool implementation, actually. Whenever you die in a pit, it actually sounds like you drown.
I'll personally come to your house and... Hey, given that Steve-O never is going to win, I just might make that. I just might.
And what if I do win? You see, nothing is impossible.
Oh, then God help us all.
Anyway, let's see.
Oh, shit, created by Steve-O.
You know what that means. So, this is actually the Oh Shit Cheats version, of course. Oh, that was about to...
I don't know what happened there, but
I knocked over my can, but I saved it. No worries.
I hope you open your can on stream one time and all of the soda just goes splashing everywhere on your keyboard, everything. That would make my day.
That would make my day too, if we're being honest. Because that would just be like one of the most funny, unpredictable things. Anyway. So,
your MVDA might be lagging a little bit there.
So, it's about time I explain that, right? Well, Super Freck, the guy that's been chatting in Discord for the most part, this is because of him. And basically, I've had this typo in the oh shit welcome message since day one. And I've explained why I had the typo in the message, like, 23 times. So finally, one time, he asked again about the typo. And so I was like, you know what? Fine. I'll remove the typo, but I'll replace it with a random variable. And if the variable equals a certain value, it's going to play that very screwed up message you just heard instead of what it should normally be. So, yeah. Thanks, Super Freck, for that feature.
So, I'm curious, how many people did you actually have being like, dude, there's a serious problem with this? Oh, wait, my bad.
Actually, quite a few, and it's sad, because there were, like, 5 people who saw that, and they were like, dude, what is up with that? I was like, wait, what? Where are you getting this from? Can you close the... Whoa. Can you close the program and then, like, restart it for me to see if you get that error? And they restart the program and they don't get the error. It's freaking beautiful.
That's awesome.
Yes. So, anyway. Here... Oh, sorry about that. Here is the menu.
Super
now.
Freck. Oh, man, if you had variables that would randomly change individual words every time... Like, play one time, it'll change press to pless. The next time... Come on, Discord. You're not gonna let me down like this.
Dude.
Oh, the next time, pit to pot. Okay.
Yes. I should do that for the menu option so that play becomes exit. So anyway, in our main menu here, and this is going to be hard to play, maybe this is also why Aw Hell was so hard to play, but we have
play.
And then we have
Runner.
Yeah, that wasn't there before, and here's what happens when you click enter on that.
Hey, I have a question. Are there typos in that?
No.
Anywhere? Random
no.
typos?
That's literally like just, shit.
So there's no random one out of, like, 40 chance.
No, and you know that's not how my variable works. If it was a random chance, it'd be like 1 out of 47 or something random like that. Anyway,
probably.
So basically, in this game, this mini game, you have to outrun... the cannonball, as it just said, and you gotta, in the first couple of levels, you gotta hop over pits and cannonballs coming from the other direction, and it sounds a bit unfair at first, but you'll see how I modified it to make it playable. But then, starting after level 1, rocks will fall, and they'll always fall in front of you, so either you'll have to stop for a second or back up or whatever, make sure they don't hit you in the head. But yeah, your goal is to try and survive as long as possible with all that. So here we go.
Oh shit, created by Steve-O. Level 1.
Cannonballs.
According
on my
to
left.
Super Freck, of course it's oh shit, of course it's fucking unfair. Yeah, I would tend to agree with this.
Yep.
Super Freak says this sounds like an awesome move.
Thanks, dude.
That was close.
Yeah. Oh!
No pressure, but everyone's watching you.
Nobody. Oh, by the way, once you, the cannons that fire at you are placed randomly on the map. Jump over one and it disappears. Oh, jump into that and you disappear.
Yep. Take a deep dive into the...
Let's see. What?
Congratulations, you made it to level 1 and got a score of 508 points. The game lasted 54 seconds. Congratulations.
I got congratulated twice.
You wrote congratulations twice.
Sorry.
Don't be patting yourself on the back that much.
Well,
because your score was not actually that good. It really wasn't.
Nobody cares what you have to say, Carter. Your opinion is not important.
Keep on playing. I don't take the word of someone who can't jump over a pit.
Oh, by the way, so Alec brought up to me, what if you just, because, you know, there's the cannonball chasing you. Well, what if you just jump left over it and let it go past you and just, you know, keep walking with, now that the cannonball isn't chasing you. Well, here's what happens if you try that.
You're not supposed to jump over the ball. Disqualified if you don't get a score.
Yeah. That happens. The game ends.
Oh, and there's a new keystroke in Oh Shit now, too.
There's a new keystroke? I forgot.
Didn't you add a new keystroke?
Oh, yes. Yes. I added a new keystroke. And this is because I get that sometimes you jump and you can't land before, because some of the obstacles are kind of close together. So now if you hit down arrow while in the air, your jump automatically ends. It doesn't matter how long it's been. So, yeah. You can use down arrow for that.
Superfreak says it would be kind of cool if it worked to, like, run, jump, jump, whereas it starts out slow and then gets faster. Maybe that would be too boring for people, though.
Okay, so, like, the type of game this is it's not a constant motion game. You're not constantly moving. You control your speed. And the reason I did it like that is because I don't see a disadvantage. All I see is advantages. It's because, A, your score only increases if you move to the right. If you move to the left, it decreases. B, if you don't run to the right and get over all the obstacles, it'll just keep launching cannonballs at you. And not to mention, the one that's chasing you will eventually catch up. But because you're not constantly moving, that cannonball behind you has the chance to catch up, and you have the chance to stop if there's an obstacle in your path that you wouldn't be able to avoid if you just kept running at that speed. So that's why I don't have you constantly moving.
So, out of curiosity, no, this isn't from Discord. That's why it's going to be absolutely amazing. In this game, I totally forgot what I... No. In this game, so where you have... No, you didn't describe the new keystroke yet.
Yeah, I did. The down arrow.
Did you?
Yes.
Yeah, he just did.
I spent like 30 seconds talking about it.
Sorry, I'm preoccupied with Discord.
Oh. You have, like, you only have half of a pass.
Two messages a minute. Wait.
Shut up, Blaze. No one asked you.
Well, Carter.
No, what I was going to say is, so if you go back one, right? So, like, let's say you go left. You said it subtracts. But then when you go right again, does it re-add to your score? Or
yes.
Or does it just...
Okay. So, basically...
Call it a duck, fuck it.
210 points.
So basically, you can maintain. Well, you can't maintain anything by doing that, but.
Except a bad gamer reputation.
Yeah. So basically,
don't complain on hell too much, or you will get a bad gamer reputation.
Yeah, exactly. It's a good thing that does not have a stat system. I don't even want to know what my stats would be on that.
Good idea.
By the way, guys, I just want to give you an update that on Oh Shit, I got the badge that's called,
I can log onto the server.
Oh god, what? No, it's not called that. But, I forget what it's called, but something with a PhD in mindless fuckery. And you get that for having 5 hours cumulative playing time on Oh Shit. And I got that and realized, apparently, I have no life.
No, you don't. You just now realize that.
Yeah. I stopped playing long enough to make that realization, and then I started playing again. That's just how
it
works.
So, Aaron... Aaron says, hi, you fuck nuggets.
Hi,
Aaron. Can bang. I can bang. Huh. Everyone knows that.
Wait,
ah,
what?
Fuck, I hate when... From Super Freck. Ah, fuck, I hate the things can come from behind you. It's like those damn fire clouds. Maybe I'm just bad at it.
No, Super Freck, that thing behind you is the cannonball that you're supposed to be outrunning the whole entire level. That's the only thing behind you. And that's the point of the runner, because if there was no, if there was no cannonball behind you, you'd have no incentive to move on. You could just stand there and not go anywhere if you wanted to. All right. Let's see.
Oh, shit.
I didn't, actually.
Congratulations. You made it to level one.
Oh, 8 listeners. Cool.
Yeah.
What's up? New statistics.
What's up, guys?
Runner.
Thanks for tuning in.
Did I just enable transmission?
I don't know. Whoa!
Aaron says, Steve, how long did it take you to realize this? I don't know what...
That I have no life.
Oh.
Like I said, a couple hours.
Congratulations, you made it to level 1. Congratulations, you made it to level 1. And I score 163 points. The game lasted 16.
Oh my god.
Eric. Okay. I don't.
What?
Context, but okay.
What? Here we go.
According to. I feel like someone's just doing this to make me read out messages for another Wonder Bread mashup.
Oh. I
That's
got
why
you.
I'm really. Whatever.
Level 1.
Yeah. I heard that.
Yeah, Super Freck, you are kind of stupid, but aren't we all? You just haven't reached Steve-O's level yet.
Whoa! Why is it always a pit? Like, I don't understand why it's always a pit. You hear it? It's right behind me. It's making me nervous.
Steve just fell in a hole. Yeah, he did.
You have a problem with that?
Yeah, hesitate there. Hey, not bad.
Wait.
You need to start doing bad so I have something to criticize.
Congratulations, you made it to level 1, and I score 488 points to game.
Well.
Welcome to level 1.
That's purely psychological, I think.
I got a Twitter thing. But I can't check it. Because if I stop to check Twitter, I'm going to get hit by a cannonball.
I'll check.
No, it's my Twitter.
Oh. It's DM?
Congratulations.
People are lame.
Congratulations, you made it to level 1.
Ivan says, when do we get this runner thing?
You get the runner thing when... Well, you get the runner thing, Ivan, when you pay me $568.71.
How about we say this? When Steve-O wins level 5 of Ah Hell, he can release the
runner.
Exactly.
Sorry, guys. Never going to get the runner.
75 points.
I have to get to 1,100. I need some confidence.
Am I the only one who gets into a sort of trance with those pits and jumping over them? It's like I get hypnotized after a while, LOL, from Super Freak.
No, I do too.
Obviously not Steve-O. Well, the thing with this game is there is cannonballs to watch out for, not to mention you're running with super speed, so...
451 points.
Stop! Oh! I shouldn't have hesitated so much. Anyway, so you know what that stupid-ass cannon was doing?
Yeah.
It was launching a ball right before I would get to a pit.
That kind of ends any hypnotic trance that you might have quite abruptly.
Ivan said, who's going to make go fuck? I don't know. Several people have tossed around the idea. We've had Alec, we had Liam. I don't really know who's going to make that. That's out of my control, honestly. You know, if somebody doesn't make it in the next month, I'm going to make it. And you're not going to like it, judging by the way I've made these past two.
Make what? Sorry, oh, fuck. I was reading Super Freak.
I'm going to make oh fuck. And you're not going to like the way I make it. I can guarantee you that because...
No one likes the way you make it.
You know how I've made the other versions of, like, oh shit, and then this game. All right, let's try this one more time.
You should just be happy I'm not making it.
Oh shit, congratulations, you made it.
Okay,
you made it level one.
What would Ahel have, or what would Ahfuck have? Like, what? I don't know what features would be.
A bunch of jump scares.
You know what would be cool is I feel like we need more maze games. So like where you're walking through a maze or maybe being chased through a maze. No, Aaron. This better not happen.
Congratulations, you made it to level 1, and I score 551 points. The game lasted 59 seconds. Congratulations. Sam,
that hurt.
Yeah, Super Freck, you do talk way too much. Stop contributing.
Yes. Hey, Sam's gonna come. We can test out all. Damn it. Yeah. Yep, here comes Sam.
So we maybe run to like 5?
Yeah, so I have something to do, but I'm not leaving until 5:45. Hey, Sam. Welcome to the podcast. Hey.
Hello.
You ready to test out all? Damn it.
Hell yeah.
He just got through with all hell. I gave him, like, level 5, which was way too difficult. And
actually,
really.
No,
it.
Sam, I didn't just get done with all hell. I got done with the oh shit runner.
Sam, have you been listening?
No, I couldn't. I just got home literally, like, a minute ago, so I don't know what's happening.
No problem.
Oh, we have a childish Sam's gonna come. Ha ha ha.
Yeah.
Of course you do.
Whatever. Anyway.
So it's not child friendly here. I didn't think so. I just wanted to make sure.
No. So do you want to explain
what Steve,
what,
you can kindly go stab yourself then. Anyway.
Fucking everybody hates me today.
Yeah, and I have good reason. So Odd Damn It.
You can't play a simple fireball game. Sorry, go ahead.
Odd Damn It is basically my take on oh shit, because I like the original game, of course, and so I wanted to make my own thing, which had some other entities from Crazy Party, and so there's a bunch of them. Actually, the list includes there's balloons, bats, cactuses, ghosts, items, mosquitoes, teleporters, trees, cacti, trolls, and zombies.
Fuck you. 12 listeners. Nice.
Nice.
So, yeah, so there's a whole bunch of random stuff here, and it's a 3D environment that supports diagonal walking, just like in Crazy Party. And basically, your goal is to get a high, as high of score as possible. Different things give you different points, and there's, yeah, no real order to it. You just, there's random stuff that spawns on the map, and you have to...
Yeah. Basically, guys, this game's about to get really hectic. Like... The other two were reflex-based and largely strategic. This game is a, like, I don't know of any other nicer way to put it, so I'm just going to blatantly toss it out there. It's a clusterfuck.
But a fun one.
Describe Sam.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he has a good idea. You should add crap.
You are what you create.
I should add, oh. You should add crabs.
In the bedroom and in the game.
Oh. Carter, you don't want to go there on the stream, though. I mean, that's you probably want to keep that private,
Let's
you know,
see.
Between me and, yeah. Anyway.
We're running against time.
Actually.
Wait, Steve, did you say you don't have to leave until 5:45 now, or what happened?
Yeah, I'm still going to try to keep the stream relatively short, but we aren't
on
course, a freaking...
But... Yeah, I was. Super that's what constrained. I was going to say. I didn't even know. Should I even come or?
Yeah.
I mean, I do every night, but you know.
Dude. Oh my god. Someone needs to stab this dude with a pitchfork.
Who? Yeah.
Sam. Anyway.
Oh. So there's a little bit of strategy and stuff to it, because like you, so the thing is with this game that kind of, Ah Hell has this a little bit, and Ah Damn It, I try to do it a lot, and so did Carter with Ah Hell. I think it's a little interesting in a 3D environment especially, but entities in this game can interact with each other. So like, for example, if they're the troll that spawns, you can lead the troll into a zombie and the troll will kill the zombie. Or balloons get popped if they go near cactuses. And so...
Cacti.
And ghosts move really fast. And so... Fuck you, Steve. With a cactus. So...
Sit on a cactus and rotate.
Yep.
Carry on, Sam.
I fucked a sandwich at Subway.
Oh my god.
What?
Please,
okay.
Go on. This is degenerating fast. Just play.
Yeah.
Whoa!
Oh, shit! Oh, you almost died.
It's bad practice to kill a cactus.
What was that?
Whoa!
Those move really fast! Oh shit!
I moitered it.
Either got points or axes.
I killed the mosquito.
Why? Too many zombies, they're random spawns.
Oh, you're fucked. Oh, it's the random spawn.
Why? Bye.
Oh, ooh. That was close.
Oh, no.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh,
that was a...
Wow.
So what I recommend is going through the readme quick, so everyone knows what so that everybody who's listening knows what's even happening.
Yes. No.
Okay. Well, let's
is
see
this
how...
a recommendation?
Well, your recommendations are not worth much. Anyway, I forgot to tell y'all because
so
Sam was
super
talking.
Freck.
What?
Oh, he says this does sound fun. This sounds fun. It would be cool if the map was also randomized each time. So like, beach with wave volcano. With hellish volcano sounds,
they're separate games, though. So Carter's game is ah hell, and my game is ah damn it, and my game is like 3D, and the map is just like a flat grassy area with random things that spawn, and the map
yeah.
is bigger and bigger as the game goes on.
Oh, I still have this open.
Love the death MSG.
You know what?
Here. Level one.
Yeah, Sam needs to see this.
Yeah, you do.
Oh my god.
There's a cannonball chasing me.
Steve's totally not gonna facepalm into a pit. Oh!
Bye, cannon.
Is each step a point?
Yes.
507 points.
Keep that to yourself, Aaron, please.
Oh my god.
How far is the original fireball or cannonball from
you? Oh, shut up!
There's an art to that, I swear. Ask a stupid question and you will die.
Steve died. Yeah.
This is I've done this multiple times.
Steve
it is proven
here's the
scientifically.
Thing. No, okay, see here's the thing. It's because Steve is so stupid on the inside he can't stand any more stupidity on the outside. You know,
we're pounding on poor Steve-o today.
Y'all are all required to donate me $67.68 each.
Is that fucking who, bitch?
At least we're not pounding on your moms.
Well, Alec, you didn't have to give away that plan too.
Oh, good. Oh,
can you put a decimal point before the 67 and I might pay back?
Yeah, there you go.
Congratulations. Oi. Anyway,
he got so excited at my offer, he fell in a pit.
Let's try some more aw damn it here. I feel like I can win this game.
Aw damn it or the runner?
Both.
In fact,
what the?
Go move really fast. You need to like spam enter when you hear that.
I got cornered. That was.
Yes. That's a fat dude.
Oh, you gotta read the death bro.
Oh. My bad, King Sammy.
It's okay, we all know you need my
help.
So.
I'll read the message from the Super Friends after Steve dies.
Yep.
I love how you're just standing there swinging at literally nothing. A zombie comes up and you get killed by it.
And the zombie came up from in front of me.
Anyway.
But you know what I loved about that game? Is how it was like a desert graveyard because you had the cactus and then the ghost and the zombie both popped up and were just standing.
Yeah, you'd have to deal with one mosquito.
Superfreck says, I wish the rocks would show up sooner, ROFL, but that was great. Every time he got close to death, my heart stopped. This is great. Okay.
Thanks,
Aaron. Wait a minute. Yeah. Oh. His heart stopped for Steve.
Hey, we don't judge fellow listeners.
Yeah, exactly. This is a judgment-free podcast.
Haha, I think that Skeeter just got a cat. Oh my god, I can't talk. I think that Skeeter just got stabbed by a cactus. That's fucking satisfying.
Wait, I have two of them open.
The ghost sword hit sound is wrong, though.
There's no sound for a sword. There's no sound for a sword hitting a ghost. You can even see in the what the hell is that? The haunted graveyard or something? And CP does the same thing, except you get the point sound.
By the way, is it Super Freak or Super Freak?
Freak, like frequency.
Oh.
Imagine being able to pick up super speed in the runner.
That would give me nightmares for weeks.
Oh, that was close.
I hope you just jump into a rock.
There isn't a rock on this level. There's one of those. Two. Wait.
You already are. But I forget you're a simpleton.
I'm just gonna stand here. Oh!
you forgot about that, didn't you?
No, that was actually intentional. Because I was like, I'm just going to stand here. But then.
Is it like each 1,000 points of the level or something?
No. I'll explain that in a second.
Whoa. Nice save.
Whoa! Thanks. That sounded cool.
I'm trying to give Super Freak a heart attack.
Yeah, no one wants that fucker around. We gotta. Wow.
I mean, to be fair, he has been, like, the only useful contribution to the stream, so.
This is why everybody watches the stream. He's so much nicer to his viewers.
Yeah, right.
Hey, that wasn't me. That was Sam. That was a guest host. That was the... That was, like, the guest that you invite over for Christmas dinner, and he tracks mud in the house and then puts his boots on the furniture. Like...
And then Aaron's the guy Steve. Just standing there like, can I come in? Steve. Can I please come in? Get it? Come. Yeah. And then Super Freck is like, your door is broken. Aaron might be able to come in easier. And Aaron's like, come.
Oh
sorry.
My God.
Anyway.
See, you think I'm a guest host, but we can't forget about your episode with Liam. Like, bro.
Oh my god. Alright, so one more game of this, and then I have some explaining to do about how levels work. Oh, okay, let's explain how the levels work.
There you go.
So, anyway, the levels on this game, basically, I already told you what spawns and whatnot, so I'm not going to go over that again, but whenever you complete a level, the board for the next level increases by 100 squares, and with that as a consequence, the number of pits will increase as well. As for pits, they're randomly placed. They cannot spawn within 16 feet of each other, so you'll never get two pits too close to one another. Cannons, the way those spawn is that for every 200, or no, every 400 feet, there's a cannon. So, on level 1, you only have 2 cannons, but once you get to level 2, you have 4. Because level 1 is 1,100 feet long, then level 2 will be 1,200 feet long, and there can be a third cannon. So, oh, okay. Yeah, that's how it works. And
the
also,
last pile of the level...
Yeah, on the last... So, basically, that cannon will disappear right when the level disappears.
That'd be funny, crossing the level border right as you hear ding, ding.
Yeah, exactly. You're like, fire at me now. Yep. But, so, I would like your vote on this, guys. Do y'all think I should include this in the regular Oh Shit game? Like, without cheats. Make this as some kind of Easter egg that you get for something in the regular Oh Shit game. It's going to be hidden in there. You'll have to figure out how to unlock it, but you'll be able to unlock it and play through it. If that's what you think...
I think that sounds fun.
Are you asking us or the listener?
Everyone. Yeah. I was the one who initially suggested
that you leave it in there, so...
Yeah. Because it's just in the cheats version right now, but I can migrate it over in a couple of days to the
maybe
regular.
Maybe make a couple different ways to unlock it that's something that people would stumble across by accident. So it's not really something that someone would mean to do.
Yeah. No, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put some very obscure ways of unlocking this game that... you will probably stumble upon, but not every game. But once you do stumble upon it, you will be thrown into this little world.
In your save file.
Yeah.
Wait, is it in your save file, and then you can click Runner in the main menu?
I'm debating that, because, you know, I think I might do that. What I'll do, probably, is that I'll probably put... it in there so that whenever you stumble across it, it makes you play. And if you beat level 1, then...
then
oh my god. I just got hit by something.
Maybe your litter box misfired. And something got shot out.
No, it definitely wasn't that. Anyway, though.
Y'all are too quiet.
Who's too quiet?
Everyone. No one's chatting. Everyone's just being boring.
Your brother Wyatt.
Your brother Wow. Anyway,
you're
though.
Wyatt like your brother Wyatt.
What? Am I supposed to get that?
Who's brother Wyatt?
Yes, you are.
Anyway, though. What
Bro,
was I saying?
Wyatt. Quiet.
Yeah. No. I get it. What was I even saying?
We all know Carter has this. We know Carter has a strain of Down syndrome. We know this already.
I'll get started with you when your issue's off stream.
Carter was the one in second grade that was like, little Jack Horner went and sat on the windowsill.
Because he was trying to analyze the light spectrum.
What
was
eating his Christmas cake.
Anyway,
okay, anyway.
I don't even know what I was talking about before I got interrupted by the asshole. Well, Anyway, so yeah,
that's what happens, I think, when we stream together, guys.
Yeah, but I think it's been a really fun podcast. Do you think I should attempt All Hell one more time?
I think you should.
You should do like one playthrough of all three games one more time.
Okay. Yeah, I'll do one playthrough of each game. But before I do that, because after we do that, I will end the stream. So I just want to let you know that
I'll end your life.
Yeah. So before we play, I do want to let you guys know that if you enjoyed this episode, there are a few ways you can contact me. You can mention at Steve0399 on Twitter, or you can fill out the form on my podcast page, which is stevend.net/podcast, and this will allow you to write into the podcast. Also on that page, there is a donate button.
And there's a way you can contact him. You have to click this button, though. It says PayPal, and you have to enter his number. It's 100000.
Yeah. So go to stevend.net slash podcast, hit that PayPal button, and put in that special code in the donation amount field, and that will allow you to have contact with me.
High maintenance, eh?
Yeah. So, yeah. Feel free to use any of that. And now I'm going to play the games again. Well, after one second. Oh my
God. I'll donate to the Stephen D. McDonald's Fund if you can get over 50 points on All Hell.
The Stephen D. McDonald's Fund. I like it. Yeah, donate cool. Donate to that if I can get, what, 50 points?
You got my
points?
Donation.
You said I have to get 50?
Did you 50? See my informative mention, Steve?
Yes. I mentioned your mention. Anyway, let's see.
Oh, you did?
Dropbox.
I have mentioned you on Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aw, hell. Start. No, start. There we
that
go.
That isn't good.
What?
I'll.
Whoa! No, we're doing that again. I was.
Yes.
How about you do it again? You're doing that on purpose. You're doing that on purpose.
I'm literally not. Like.
Yes.
Whoa. Okay. That spawned way too close.
Yep, you're doing this on purpose.
No. Okay. That literally spawned way too close. It was basically dead. I did not have
okay,
time
I'll
to react
to that. Okay, I'll give you
that
last one. I'll give you that last one.
I need to fix that.
What the? Why do... And you also gotta make sure that they don't spawn...
That was the best. He was, like, walking super carefully, like, okay, I'm just gonna jump over this thing. It's all good.
Yeah. You've gotta make sure that they can't spawn while you're in the air like that.
Doing a better job.
Oh shit, I might have to donate. My favorite, my favorite.
Or not. Oh. Oh my God.
Sam, I don't know if you know, but that's like level 5 of the game. That's not the actual thing.
Anyway,
you sound very hard.
It
Dude,
is hard.
It can get pretty hard. Trust me.
Yeah, because
no,
it's
like
not
that.
Very.
No, I mean, I don't mean like that. I mean, Steve made it sound impossible.
I want to see you play.
Yeah, me too.
And then.
All right, so a playthrough of all.
I can wrap my audio
now.
Quick before the stream.
We can do it off stream.
No, I was saying it might be funny for Tyler. Oh, he's got the killing bat down. He's good at that.
Don't walk into the zombie. Let it walk to you.
What?
Convenient. Oh shit!
Bye.
Oh, that was lucky.
Whoa!
Oh!
Game over in less than 1 minute, 11 seconds, with a final score of 30 points. Next time, try not getting in the way of a pass because in this case, you're the baseball.
Oh!
Play then.
Alright. And of course, the last playthrough.
Yes. Oh.
By the way, I still don't know what went up and hit me in the head earlier. I'm still very confused about that.
Maybe your sister threw the rest of her burrito at you.
No, it felt like a piece of paper.
Oh, shit,
but...
congratulations, you made it. Congratulations, you made it to level...
Anyway.
Level one.
All right, now come on, make it to level two.
Congratulations, you made it to level...
Whoa, wait a minute. Okay.
Ninetieth time's the charm, Steve-O.
Probably more like 122nd time. I'm trying to give inspiration here. He doesn't deserve that shit. You know I'm right too. Oh!
You have
all. Congratulations, you made it to level 1. Out of 564 points, the game lasted.
New
statistics.
Well,
new statistics. Exit.
See, I think there's a reason behind it. I think so much scrutiny actually does affect your ability to play.
Yes.
In my case, anyway.
I think it probably it does. Well, anyway, guys, I think we're gonna call it a stream. An hour and 11 minutes. I think that's fair. That was definitely longer than I imagined the stream being, and I'm definitely glad we got Sam to join us. It was a lot better in the
last
end.
Last minute, but...
Yeah. But still, you got to join. It was pretty cool.
I'm glad I got to help to generate the stream.
That exactly. Well, again, I just want to thank you guys for listening, and, well, I will see you on November 29th. Well... I do want to tell you that on Saturdays, me and Aaron Hewitt, we use the same URL just to stream random stuff. It's not a Stephen D podcast episode. It's just a, you know, random stream. So I'll tweet about that, and you can feel free to tune into that as well. We just do a bunch of random stuff, have a bunch of random people. This stream isn't formal. That stream is less formal than this one, though. So... yeah. Again, I will see y'all on the 29th, and both me and Sam have some really cool games coming up that we're going to demonstrate for you. So
not about CP this time, I don't think.
Yeah,
mine
they're completely
isn't.
No,
CP
no.
Concept is getting a little old.
Yeah, mine isn't CP either. They are completely original games, and I think you're really gonna like them. So definitely, if you're not subscribed to the podcast, you can do that on stephend.net/podcast as well. You can subscribe to the podcast feed.
Yeah.
And I'd strongly recommend it. And of course, watch for streams. You guys got anything else?
Peace out.
I don't think so.
All right. Peace out.